Dominique, school's out.
Yes.
And what would happen back in the day when little Dominique school was out? Did they ship you out of D.C., send you down south?
One time I went to Columbia. I had family in Columbia. I went for 2 weeks. You would have thought they locked me up. I was ready to come home. I went with my religious cousins. I said, Mom, we going to church every day. I got to come home. Y'all doing too much. So every day, I mean, we went so much. I had to buy me dresses to go. I was like, I only had 4 dresses. I'm only supposed to go 4 times. I'm going to go to every service they having down the country this year. She's like, you can make it hang in there. I'm like, I'm ready to go home. After breakfast, I'm ready to go home. I need to go home.
And when you go to church in the country, they used to have that pail back in the day, and you just drink. Everybody drank out of that one pot.
Yes.
Remember that, Sybil?
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
And then when
one big old silver pan up under the water fountain, you drank
out. They wouldn't send you down south from Chicago this summer?
I never did, no. Not to Mississippi, where all my family was, nope.
You never went?
Never.
Not once, see?
Never.
That's so sad.
I know, it was
that
fun,
that your
see,
family
you...
would not let you come down. That...
That's probably what it was, the Mississippi. Don.
You had no fun, Dominique.
I did. I would have fun after a while. My mother say, okay, you can stay. I would stay home. I would go to camp and different stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So when school was out, I had the rest, though. All the knowledge I had through the school year, I needed a few weeks just to lounge and sit out front.
That's what you told your mom.
Yeah, I need a few weeks. Mom made it to the 9th grade. I mean, what more do you want? I'm in high school. Give me a few weeks. But I would do stuff like that. But I was so glad when school was out.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's nothing like
but
it.
See, that's when grandmothers and grandfathers were really grandparents. Now,
yes.
You go to your grandmama's apartment, and she be partying and stuff because she only 31.
Yeah. These young grandmothers, they something else. They still talking about, girl, I'm going to get my degree. I don't have time for this. My grandmother used to cook breakfast every morning. That's when people ate unhealthy. I love that. Now we got to be heart healthy. Remember the fat back? Oh, man. I love that.
Hog head cheese. You know anything about that? My grandma used to make it. Them hogs.
Oh, my God.
My granddad raised hogs. And
fried pork chop.
And we would befriend them. And then when we got ready to kill them, I'd be, oh, we be done named them. Granddad said, go out there and kill. Oh, not Dr. Pork Chop, man. Yeah, boy. Oh, granddad, you can't kill Miss Sausage. Oh, Miss Sausage got to go, boy.
Please don't do her like
man,
that.
Shoot him right in the head.
Ooh, just eat the fat off the pork chop. Just all outside, just biting it all day. Look,
hang on,
what y'all had, we had pork chops, and I'm going back for seconds. They used to call me Chopper Tom. They called me Chopper because when it was time to eat, I could be jumping rope or anything. I'd say, I'd be back. My uncle them called me Chopper. Look at Chopper. She dropped the ball and everything when we sat coffee. Yes, I had great fun this summer. I was involved in stuff.
And these kids today?
They don't know.
Oh, y'all don't know.
Grandma, no, I'm partying, man.
You got transgender kids now. And you think the president should have said what he said about transgender bathrooms in the
I think he should have let that one ride, Tom.
Yeah, you got to let that one ride, especially when you're in school.
He should have put that on that list that he's talking about, his bucket list.
Yeah.
Rhyme with bucket list, just let that ride. You only got, what, 4, 5 more months, 6 months, man. Just come on out of there.
And they children. So when you're a child, you know, they don't know who they are, like you were saying. So, I knew you were a child. You got to figure out.
A lot of kids do know. That's the problem.
In high school?
Yeah, in grammar school.
You know what they're going to find out?
Or they just trying something.
Everybody stinks. So, who gives a squat? I'm trying to use radio language. Who gives a squat where people squat?
they
need 3 bathrooms.
You think they really
3?
Know already?
Yeah,
see?
3 bathrooms.
They're children, they're not supposed to know.
You need 3 bathrooms.
After 18, okay.
But you have to follow the rules when you're in high school and all that.
One for liquid, number one.
Yes.
One for number solids, two. Number two. And one for makeup.
Makeup?
Yeah, women go in the bathroom and put makeup on.
Yeah, I
of course,
know,
someone
but...
would come out looking like they should have gone into the number 2.
You know what?
Solid throw.
Wow. Wow.
I just think when they're kids, people have to make up their minds for them, especially in school, see, you know. But you said they already know. You feel like they already know.
A lot of these stories that come out, these kids know, like when they're toddlers almost, they say that they know they weren't in the right bodies.
Oh, Sybil, come on.
At toddler see.
You don't even know where a toddler. You don't even know what your body is.
They say they don't.
I was 7 years old asking my mama, what's going on here? Why is this?
Your voice is just like that.
But see, it might have a point, though. Sometimes you see a 3-year-old little boy or something,
Rigidity.
Y'all, it's a little Tom and Dawn. Yeah. He got a clue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You see him, you like, well, why is
everybody
he playing?
Everybody had went to school with somebody. You knew.
You knew.
See?
You knew that, and you knew that they knew.
Yeah, so you have a point, Sam. I agree. They have a clue.
There was always one boy, and there was always one girl.
I was playing cards with one of my friends one time. We were all at the card table. So one of my friends had a son. One of them had a daughter. They ran out the room one time, and both of them had a purse and heels. And one of my friends, Da Beach, rest in peace, he was sitting there. He said, well, what game they playing? I said, I don't know. Deal the cards. Ain't nobody asked you.
Let me go to Boston. I don't care about any of that.
Right. Deal the cards. Ain't nobody asked you. So I guess you're right, sis, sometimes.
They ain't mad at nobody, but it's children. So. I just they don't have children, man. I was 14 still figuring some stuff out.
And that would be today, too. And no, not 14, my friend.
What they say, once a grown person, twice a child.
Right.
And what were you wearing back then in the summertime? Little Dominique.
I had I was color coordinator, so always. I had my little, always.
Oh,
had,
yeah, you from D.C.
I'm from D.C., and I had, you know.
Everything's coordinated.
I had my little leapfrog outfits on. That was the chubby girl section.
Oh,
shout out
you.
To all the leapfrogs. See him now. When you're a little chunky.
That's right. And Sears, you go.
You go to Sears. Yeah, Sears.
Get the leap frog.
Lemon frog. Had on my lemon frog, my little fresh white little decks on. You couldn't tell me nothing. I was ready.
Did you wear cons?
What
a con?
Converse.
I did wear Converse, too. Cons. I wore Converse.
Oh, you scared me, Sybil.
And I can't even imagine what Don DC Curry was wearing because he's always fancy.
Overalls, man.
Yeah. No
my
way.
Granddaddy.
Remember that time we did the beach and Don DC Curry had on a suit.
He was clean.
Tom, I do not recall that. And it makes me sound rather red.
Burgundy.
At the beach.
I do not
recall
that. At the
beach. Sharp as a tack.
Are you sure it was me?
Yeah. Yes, I was sure.
Dawg said you got to be ready for all the caves.
Was it a regular size suit or was it one of them J. Anthony Brown suits that come down to your ankles?
It wasn't J. Anthony Brown.
Dawg said they might want me to go up there and sing or something. You know, I don't know. I got to be dressed. Dawg might say, come up here, Dawg. I'm going to be ready. Don't have me out there walking up there with my bare feet. I'm not doing that.
I missed the cruise this year, too. I couldn't make it.
Sure enough,
boy,
party.
I had so much fun last and the highlight for me, Tom, I was on the show with the Jacksons. And,
wasn't that cool?
But they called Faison and I to the back after the show. I'm like, what have they heard that I have said? But it was great. Went back there, and they just wanted to talk and offered us some chicken. Faison was offended. I wasn't.
They want you to know, see, we regular, dog. We eat chicken, too.
And then they went overboard. They told Jermaine, told Faison, go ahead, man, put something in your pocket. I mean, they did. He was serious. And Faison was like, well, what about D.C., though? He got pockets.
Dominique is performing at the Fort Lauderdale Improv all Memorial Day weekend. She started last night. Thanks, Dominique.
Thanks, Dom. Thank you. And love y'all,
love
too.
You,
thank you, Don. Thank you, Sid.